Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. CFAP 1 money coming to help cattle producers from a year ago. We're back on that today in just a moment.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
During the early days of the pandemic, when food service restaurants were all shutting down in March, April, May especially, the cattle market really took a licking. We had a major fall off on cattle prices. And the first part of that pandemic fall off was actually addressed by CFAP 1, as announced by Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue. But he admitted during the release of the monies that he simply didn't have enough funds under the CFAP program to make restitution to cattle producers that sold cattle after mid-April or so. Cattle sold after the 15th of April got a much lower payment, money coming out of the CCC bucket of money, while a higher payment was made to producers that sold cattle before April 15th. At that time, cattle producers, National Cattlemen's Beef Association, and other groups saying not fair for cattle producers that sold cattle after the 15th of April. And this last December, the Congress, Republican Senate, Democratic House, of course, the Trump administration still in place, they came up with a plan that would help top up some of those payments from April 16th through the May 24th time period when you were selling cattle at reduced prices. Now, finally, those monies being released by the Biden administration, Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack making the announcement regarding CFAP 1 yesterday.
Payments will involve under CFAP 1 payments to cattle producers. They don't need to apply. They don't need to take additional steps. This is essentially providing additional resources to what we anticipate would be about 410,000 producers, about $1.1 billion of additional support and help. Rates for these producers will be published on a website at farmers.gov/CFAP. I would encourage cattle producers to take a look at that to determine how much they might be entitled to in addition to and above what they've already received.
U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack. Now, the CFAP 1 payment rates for cattle based on the number of cattle in inventory between April 16th of this last year and May 14th of this last year include lightweight feeder calves less than 600 pounds at $7 a head, so feeder cattle 600 pounds and up, $25.50 a head, fed cattle, $63 a head, mature cattle, cows, bulls, $14.75 a head, all other cattle at $17.25 a head. You do not need to submit a new CFAP 1 application form. You don't have to submit a new CFAP application at all. And to understand what this money is all about, let's turn our attention back to about a month ago to the winter reboot when Ethan Lane out of the D.C. office of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association explained this whole process.
You know, we had a bill passed right before Christmas that was that COVID relief package combined with the annual spending bill. And that year-end package deal included an additional $1.4 billion for direct payments to cattle producers. They're calling it a top-up payment. And it's trying to target those producers that were in that bubble between April 15th and May 15th. If you'll all remember back in the spring, that cutoff, that arbitrary cutoff date that USDA put in the CFAP 1 program left a lot of our producers with the worst of the losses with price environment because of the constriction and processing capacity, because of all of the issues that we've all talked about for the last year, but without the same level of direct payment as other producers received. This payment is intended to target those producers in particular and provide them some additional relief funds. So those funds were in this last piece of legislation dictated in a really specific formula by Congress to USDA. Now, that was a much different approach than was taken in the previous rounds of CFAP. In the way the federal process works, that means that USDA now has to take that guidance from Congress and they have to do a new rulemaking with it in order to be allowed to spend that money. It's sort of just the nature of the federal process. They have a set of regulations and rules they have got to follow in order to implement that.
NCBA's Ethan Lane. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the inaugural Bowling Ranch Hereford and Red Angus Spring Bull Sale. Coming up Thursday, April the 8th at 12 noon at The Ranch, 9201 East State Line Road in Newkirk, Oklahoma. They'll be featuring 60 spring 2-year-old and fall 18-month-old Hereford and Red Angus bulls. To request a catalog, go to bowlingranch.com or for questions, call the sale manager, Tim Stidham at 405-742-4553. Don't miss the Bowling Ranch inaugural Spring Bull Sale Thursday, April 8th, 12 noon in Newkirk, Oklahoma.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.